Chapter 1, in our particular case, takes us back 4.5 billion years, to when the Earth was really quite young. Exactly what triggered life here is still a mystery, but there are several theories. The most common one is that life began purely by accident in pools of primordial soup, full of chemicals called amino acids. These molecules would have collided at random for millions of years, until the perfect combination just happened. The ultimate lucky break that started the chain of life. It is extremely unlikely that life could spontaneously create itself. But I don't think that's a problem with this theory. It's like winning a lottery, although the odds are astronomical. Most weeks, someone hits the jackpot. But there is another intriguing idea called panspermia, which says that life could have originated somewhere else and have been spread from planet to planet by asteroids. It seems possible that lumps of rock could carry frozen organisms inside them, organisms able to withstand extremes of temperature and the vacuum of space. If so, asteroids could even now be transporting life to other worlds. Regardless of which theory is right, once life begins, the next chapter starts. That's all about survival. Survival links you, me, and ET, and it generates rules all of its own. Survival demands a source of energy, what we call food, or else it would grind to a halt. Once nourished, life can then copy itself to protect against the death of any one individual. Ultimately, that leads to evolution. Evolution that would happen even on alien worlds, producing, in some instances, animals that I think we would recognize as being alive, even if they look a bit strange.